Good morning. We have localized areas of fog early this morning across interior New York and New England. Otherwise, skies are mostly sunny and it is dry. Most everyone starting out in the upper 50s and lower 60s this morning. And with a good amount of sunshine through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon, high temperatures should have no problem reaching into the lower and middle 80s on average. At this point, we'll track a wave of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere along with a cold front at the surface in our direction for the latter portion of the afternoon. This front will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area as we head into the latter portion of the day and the early part of the evening. Activity will wind down after dark, however, still a few scattered showers overnight with temperatures back to near 60. Behind this front, the air mass will dry out and we'll have a good amount of sunshine on Wednesday. Some clouds will mix in, but it will stay dry as highs dip into the upper 70s. Another system, a more potent one, will head in our direction on Thursday. It'll have more moisture to work with as well. And after a partly sunny start, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be more likely during the afternoon around the region. Highs will be in the middle and upper 70s. This system will linger around into the early morning hours on Friday, then we'll have increasing sunshine and drier air moving in on Friday afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. In fact, the air mass stays dry and somewhat cool for this time of year into the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-70s on Saturday. Another disturbance will head our way for the second half of the weekend and early next week with a chance of showers on both Sunday and Monday and highs staying in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, monsoon moisture continues to fuel showers and thunderstorms across portions of the southwest. These storms will have the potential to produce locally heavy rainfall, resulting in flash flooding. Flash flood watches remain in effect across portions of California, Nevada, southern Utah, and southwestern Colorado. As this moisture streams north, shower and thunderstorm coverage is expected to increase across the Great Basin and portions of the Northwest. While widespread heavy rain amounts are not expected, locally heavy accumulations resulting in flash flooding will remain a concern over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, showers and storms are forecast to develop once again across portions of the upper Midwest today. However, the greater threat for severe weather is expected to shift farther south into southern Minnesota and Wisconsin, where storms producing damaging winds and hail may become a concern. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 49 degrees with a west wind at 22, gusting to 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 44 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 59, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Castellone Ranger Station, Texas, to a low of 26 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature, 74, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 7.92 inches for the month, which is 4.11 inches above normal, and 23.03 inches for the year, which is 68 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 63. The record high 97 set in 1955, and the record low 47 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, then increasing clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. A chance of showers tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine, then increasing clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-80s. A chance of showers tonight, lows around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, then increasing clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-80s. A chance of showers tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds and cooler in the upper 70s, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday in the mid-70s, some morning clouds and plenty of sunshine on Friday afternoon, mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-70s Saturday, and a chance of showers on Sunday and Monday with highs in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.